Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Now, late last year, I was invited to a dinner event with Team Quebeca for Dimension Data, celebrating the success not only of their cycling team, but also of their bicycle production facility in Paarl. It was a fabulous evening. Beautiful setting, high up in the Zeitz Marco building, wonderful food, obviously wonderful wine from their sponsors, Niederberg. But when I remember that night, it's not going to be for the bicycle ice sculpture or for the lovely food. It's not even going to be the memory of a few welcome drops of rain dancing their way across the glass panels of those extraordinary windows. I will remember that for a long time. But what I'm really going to remember is the musical entertainment that evening and the velvety voice of the young man who's sitting opposite me in studio today, Capetonian named Matthew Gold. It is a great pleasure to have him with us in studio today to chat about his career. And he's already had some success with several tracks receiving airtime on our sister station, KFM. But we're so glad to welcome you to Cape Talk, Matthew.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Where did it all begin? Tell us about your journey in music.
Wow. I would actually say where it really started in terms of a timeline. I was in high school and my brother and I entered this competition where you could eventually like win a boat cruise. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't even the end goal. We went into this little box in a studio. And long story short, we won clip of the series. Mm-hmm. So my brother and I won a boat cruise for four for the family. And one of the games that came with this PlayStation we won was SingStar. So I always knew my mother could sing. She had a beautiful voice. And my dad could play the guitar and could play the piano. And music was very much just a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got this game. It's like that kind of taught you how to sing. And I was obsessed with it. In the morning before I went to school, I would basically sing 2-3 songs. You know, when I get home, it's all I did for years. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of gave me this weird confidence that I can at least like technically keep a note, because that's what the game tells you to do. And from that age, I guess I was always curious about it. And then I entered Idols when mm-hmm. I was, I think, 18 or 19. And when I made the top 12 there, that was kind of just like the validation that I needed to go, you know, I've got the ability. And as a teenager, I didn't expect to win, to be honest. And then from Idols, literally, I did my first album. And then I did a TV show, Hectic 99 on SBC 2. Yeah. Did that for 2 years. And here we are now, I think 3 albums in. And yeah, I'm just so in love with music. Still just trying to continue to make better music and inspire people.
That is hands down, without question, the only time a musician has told me that they learnt their craft on a PlayStation. I mean, I love it. I mean, you're sitting here with guitar in hand. Were you already playing guitar, or is that something you picked up along the way to go with the singing?
Actually, around the same time. Mm-hmm. So I was about grade 7, grade 8, grade 9. My brother had already had an electric guitar and a drum kit. So I was like, I got that down. And my dad was teaching me how to play piano. And then the singing kind of just naturally came. But with this acoustic guitar I've had for maybe 12 years now. And I literally don't go anywhere without mm-hmm. it. It's more of like, okay, cool, phone, wallet, lip ice, guitar. You know, that's literally how yeah. wherever I go, even if I'm not intentionally going anywhere to go and play the guitar, as soon as I'm inspired, I need to literally just run to the bag, click it open, press record on my phone, and then yeah. record the idea. So I always feel that moment of genius is going to happen at any given time.
I mean, what is it that inspires you? So when that moment comes, where do you find those moments?
I think with music, it's anything that can spark an emotion. Anything. So just something that's really deep and you have sympathy for what you see and you can write about that, or you're just feeling nostalgic. And I had a heavy emotional experience when I lost my best friend in a motorbike accident. Mm. It kind of left me like almost in a distance. And some of the music that I wrote at the time, people were saying, you know, it's almost very, just slow and nostalgic, but I would be doing something like that over a house beat, which is heavy. Yeah. So you like kind of create that contrast where it's like, why do I like this song? And you know, it kind of just reminds you of something.
I mean, you're obviously a songwriter as well as a performer. I'm interested to know what it was like going through the Idols process as somebody who likes to write his own material. I know you were very young, but wasn't it frustrating having to go up week after week and sing somebody else's songs every time?
Well, at that time, I would say 18 years old, I wouldn't call myself a songwriter.
Okay.
I would say I was like this average romantic poet, you know, just kind of like writing my thoughts out. But Idols was such an experience for me because it really changed me in the way that I thought, you know, wow, pop star singer, you know, I'm going to be, and it's just like, I kind of like removed myself from the situation and saying, what's the best way that you can take something out of this? And what I actually became curious about was the cameras and the in-ear systems and how this is working. And that's why I went off into TV, because I just understood it. And, you know, the thought of live television really bubbled me.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in, like, I put it out there. And literally 2 months from when I got back from Idols, back in Cape Town, I got the call.
Okay, fantastic.
So, you know, so many things are meant to be. You don't know why or how. And sometimes you need 9 negatives, you know, just so that that final positive can make sense.
Mm.
And I think some people struggle with that, you know, to constantly believe that after this failure, I must be willing to accept another failure before I can succeed, you know.
Yeah, that's an important message for anyone, not just the music business.
Exactly.
You keep on picking yourself up and trying again. You've had a lot of success in advertising as well. You've got to not only perform in ads, but have your songs used as soundtrack on a couple of adverts people might listen
to. Well, I was really lucky to my face to be picked up by a couple of brands where I got to be like the lead in the Alan Gray advert. Mm-hmm. And then I did this really cool project with AKA and Franjo van Kook. We were selling alcohol and I was in the TV commercial, like doing this whole thing. And one of the execs in the company said, is that not Matthew Gold? And then after we shot the entire advert, they gave me a call and said, hey, man, we actually don't have the music for this piece yet. And then Cybot made the beat. And then I basically just like within an hour, like freestyle sang a little motto slogan thing. And yeah, it was the first for me to be in, like, you know, to actually be involved in all parts of the...
So your face and your voice. I mean, what an opportunity.
Oh, blessings.
I mean, yes, blessings, but also the savvy to be able to say, yes, I'll do that when that door is opened in front of you and it's only open for a couple of hours to say, yes, I'm going to stick my foot in there and I will take it.
Look, when it comes to music, especially with an opportunity like that, I'd never doubt myself. I say yes immediately. You know, if somebody believes in you, you should believe in yourself, you know. And I do believe in myself, but like you said, you know, these opportunities don't come around where, you know, you're in a TV commercial and you get to do it. But I think what was also important is what when the opportunity came, I was ready.
Mm.
I was ready to be put in a studio and go, okay, Matthew, so we have 18 words here. Can you sing it for us? And this is what the advert's about, you know.
Yeah.
And kind of going like not being intimidated or overwhelmed by what is expected of you, you know, because in the moment I need to give, I always see myself as just like, put me on the spot, I'll do it, you know, and I always believed confidently that that was who I was. And in my career, I've been put in these situations where it's like, hey man, let's make a song and it's with Good Luck or Crazy White Boy or AKA. And without rehearsal, I'll know what to do. Mm. And I think that's probably who I am, or my greatest.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of confidence. There must have been moments, though, when it was that eighth or ninth failure when you were on the ground thinking, am I ever going to get up? surely there must have been at least one.
Well, no, there were so many. I think I always felt that I've never like completely envisioned what I want to become. I always just felt like I'm just going to let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Take your career kind of as the opportunities come, you know, you decide what you take into your life. So it was just about what do you say yes to and who do you allow in your house and in your studio and in your space. And when you write a good song, you know, who are those people that you approach?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's also important, you know, when I make something, who you go to go and get criticism. Because often, I've got family where, you know, I go play them like a brand new song, like three brand new songs. It's like, it's like, wow, that's amazing. Wow, that's really cool. And wow, that's amazing. And then like, so what do you guys really think? You know, and sometimes you need someone to kind of just to shift you, not like to say it's wrong. I don't want anyone to tell me it's wrong or it's perfect. Kind of go like, you know, just change my way of thinking.
Mm.
And that's kind of what I'm looking for. Friends.
Okay. Yeah, friends, take note. He wants an honest answer if you're listening. I mean, you dropped your self-titled album, Matthew Gold, last year, and it's, I think, quite notably by the exception. There aren't collaborations on that album. You've done so many incredible ones in the past. Why the decision to go completely alone on this one?
I think a lot of people often see the collaboration as the feature. Mm-hmm. But this album was about the collaboration with the producer.
Okay.
So when you see different songs, say for example, what I would do is I wouldn't just work with one guy. So I know that producer A is really good at recording vocals. Then I would go to producer B and make the song and say, listen here, I'm actually going to work with him. And once the song is done, I'm going to go to producer C and say, what do you think of the bass ideas? Don't you want to insert something there? And that collaboration between the four of us, that is what I was focusing on.
Okay, well, the end result is fantastic. If you haven't yet listened to Matthew Gold's self-titled album, you do need to look for it. You're going to play something brand new for us today, though. Tell us about the song you're going to share with us.
Well, I wasn't sure of whether I should play it or whether you guys should play it, but I'm not even sure how I'm going to do it. But
we've got a mic aimed at your mouth and a mic aimed at your guitar. Let's give it its best shot. Tell us about the song before you play it for us.
Well, the song is called Easy Like Sunday, but I was actually thinking of changing my mind right now. maybe just singing something. There was a song that I heard recently, and I think it kind of caters for a Cape Talk audience, if you allow me.
Go for it. What's it called?
You'll know it. Someday, when I'm awfully low, and when the world is cold, I will feel the glow just thinking of you, just the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you, just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fib apart. And that laughter that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Yeah. 'Cause you're lovely and never ever change, and keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Ooh.
Matthew Gold, I love that you just took a song that won an Oscar for Best Original Song in 1936 and made it sound like it was written in 2018.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. I also feel like I had a kind of an early Valentine's Day here.
A little warm up.
I mean, what a warm, fantastic song and a great choice for our audience. You're absolutely right. Matthew, thanks for joining us today. We wish you everything of the best going forward. I'm sure their listeners wanting to buy some of your music and find out more about your career. Where's the best place to send them?
It's actually very simple. It's Matthew Gold Music, and that's on all the platforms. So Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And it's Matthew with one T.
Matthew with one T. Matthew Gold Music.
That's the one.
Matthew Gold Music. Great to have you with us in studio today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.